Continuing 12 Positive Habits of Spiritually Centered People by the book of the same name from Mark Thurston, which is available on Amazon.com. Habit number 4, the pace of life. Thurston references the fable of the tortoise and the hare, which depicts the two extremes most of us vacillate between, and suggests our highest quality experiences come when we integrate the two. He says, with careful attention and right effort, we can adopt an optimal pace for living that allows relaxation and peace, and at the same time, getting things done with right timing. Observe yourself during the day and become sensitive to feelings of hurriedness or laziness. Then think about what you need in that moment to feel relaxed and peaceful while accomplishing what you wish to accomplish. This is the principle of right timing, heeding the intuitive voice that knows what you need to do, when, for your greatest good. Neither stress nor idleness is optimal. Balance is required, one that provides motivation as well as time for relaxation and reflection. To make a regular habit of setting your pace of life, think of your pace as a number, sort of like we think of the speed of a car in miles per hour. Each day, select your goal target pace for the day in terms of a number. Keep that number in your mind, combined with awareness of feelings of hurriedness or laziness throughout the day, and adjust your speed to your goal. Number 5, balanced living. Finding the point of equilibrium in the continual tug of war between competing opposites within ourselves is a matter of balancing self-interest and interest in the needs of others. Thurston suggests, hold on to both sides of this pair of opposite impulses and achieve a healing synthesis. It doesn't work to demand balance of one's self. Balance is gained gradually, one or two life areas at a time. The gradual gaining of balance gives us momentum to feel more in control of life as a whole, and eventually gain balance in other areas too. Creating habits of balance is a process. Balance is not always 50-50. Balance shifts. Balance is about direction. For example, making choices that improve your diet gradually, or that recognize and honor your needs in relationships, and not about achieving some goal or imagined balance ideal. Relationships can be particularly challenging to keep balanced. It is most effective to work first toward nurturing a healthy relationship with self, and then other relationships will more easily fall into line. Make it a practice to identify your needs and to make small, steady changes in the direction of meeting them.